This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 18, A Shallow King. Our reading comes from Esther chapter 1. This is what happened during the time of Xerxes. The Xerxes who ruled over 127 provinces, stretching from India to Kush. At that time, King Xerxes reigned from his royal throne in the citadel of Susa. And in the third year of his reign, he gave a banquet for all his nobles and officials. The military leaders of Persia and Media, the princes and the nobles of the provinces were present. For a full 180 days, he displayed the vast wealth of his kingdom and the splendor and glory of his majesty. When these days were over, the king gave a banquet lasting 7 days in the enclosed garden of the king's palace. For all the people from the least to the greatest who were in the citadel of Susa. The garden had hangings of white and blue linen, fastened with cords of white linen and purple material to silver rings on marble pillars. There were couches of gold and silver on a mosaic pavement of porphyry, marble, mother of pearl, and other costly stones. Wine was served in goblets of gold, each one different from the other, and the royal wine was abundant. In keeping with the king's liberality, by the king's command, each guest was allowed to drink with no restrictions, for the king instructed all the wine stewards to serve each man what he wished. Queen Vashti also gave a banquet for the women in the royal palace of King Xerxes. On the 7th day, when King Xerxes was in high spirits from wine, he commanded the 7 eunuchs who served him, Mahaman, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, Abagtha, Zither, and Carcass, to bring before him Queen Vashti, wearing her royal crown, in order to display her beauty to the people and nobles, for she was lovely to look at. But when the attendants delivered the king's command, Queen Vashti refused to come. Then the king became furious and burned with anger. Today's reading in the book of Esther brings us to a time when Israel's people lived in exile under the rule of a foreign king. Xerxes. He ruled over the largest empire in the world at that time. He had tremendous power and wealth, but most of that was just for show. In his own family, he had no respect, and he was a pushover for any advisor who had his ear. He was kind of a joke. How would God's people live under such a king? How would they react to Xerxes' reign? Resist? Accommodate? Despair? And where was God in all this? When godless rulers fill the seats of power and worldly ways seduce many with their allure, how is God still king? We too live in a superficial age, and some of our leaders exhibit more vain glory than sound character and wisdom. But God showed that he was up to something in the story of Esther. God's work was often behind the scenes and subtle, but God would soon show that real splendor and glory are about far more than wealth. Exposing shallow kings and restoring peace and justice may take time, but we can be assured that God is in control. God will show himself to be the Lord of history, and he calls his people to walk faithfully and wait for his deliverance. Pray with me. O Lord, may we not put our trust in mortal kings who cannot save. Give us hope and help us to trust in you, the maker of heaven and earth. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.